This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته سبحان الله a blessed day a blessed month and a blessed occasion we commence by asking Allah سبحانه وتعالى to accept from us all I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. And I bear witness that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his last and final messenger. And I would like all of you to bear witness that I love you all for the sake of Allah. We come to the Eid prayer, Eid al-Fitr, with bittersweet emotions. Bitter because we are sad to say farewell to the month of Ramadan. But sweet because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ That the fasting person has two joys. فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ The first joy is the joy at the time of breaking the fast. And that doesn't just mean at iftar time, but also at fitr time. عِنْدَ فِتْرِهِ And this joy is a necessary part of the celebrations of today. It is not a day of sadness. It is not a day of gloominess. It is a day of joy. So rejoice. Because this joy is just a taste of the immeasurable, unfathomable joy that the fasting person will experience when he or she meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a result of their fasting. Allah has granted us this month of Ramadan in which He had commanded us to fast. And His blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has given us the glad tidings that whosoever had done so for the sake of Allah, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ, all of their sins have been forgiven. And the blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us that whoever stood during the nights of this month that has passed us, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ, all of their sins have been forgiven. And that those who attained Laylatul Qadr, all of their sins had been forgiven. This day has so many lessons for us. And all it requires from us is to just observe. Yesterday we mentioned some of the sunnahs of today. Today I would like us to reflect on these sunnahs, which hopefully by this point you would have practiced some of them already. The sunnah of the ghusl, the sunnah of wearing beautiful clothing, the sunnah of wearing fragrant, and the sunnah of congratulating one another are all indicative of the nature of the joy on this day. And in addition to that, the sunnah of the fitrah that we pay. All of these firmly establish the communal joy of Eid al-Fitr. That it is not a day that we rejoice by ourselves. It is a day that we rejoice with our brothers and our sisters in Islam. For the ghusl, the wearing of beautiful clothing, the wearing of fragrance, is not for Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He takes joy in the smell of the mouth of the fasting person. These material things and material senses and pleasures make no difference to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what brings Allah joy is when the believers bring joy to one another in a way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You took your ghusl, you put on nice clothes, you put on nice fragrance so that you can make each other comfortable and happy when we meet one another and embrace one another. This is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That even to the extent of our celebrations, we are considerate of one another. Muhammadur Rasulullah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Another verse that speaks about our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom we spent the month of Ramadan learning about his life. It says that in the ancient scriptures, the description of this ummah, of you and I, it says Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad the messenger of Allah, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ, and those who believe along with him, أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ, their severity, their strictness, their stringency, their severeness is only applicable to the non-believers. As for their relationship with one another, رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ, they are merciful and kind to each other. They are merciful and compassionate with each other. تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا. They are, you will see them, رُكَّعًا in ruku, سُجَّدًا in sujood. Why? يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا, seeking the bounty, seeking the virtue from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the description of this ummah. And it reflects in the sunnahs of this day. The sunnah of traversing to the Eid prayer and back home from a different route firmly establishes that we entered Ramadan as one person and we leave Ramadan as a new person. And we leave the old person behind. We leave the bad characteristics behind, the bad akhlaq behind, the bad deeds behind and the bad habits behind, and we come out of the month of Ramadan with a newfound relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a new love for His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a recommitment to His deen, a recommitment to that ahd, that covenant that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is that covenant? Alastu bi rabbikum? Qalu bala shahidna. When Allah told us all, am I not your Lord? And we all responded, bala shahidna. Certainly, O Allah, we bear witness, you are our Lord. Ramadan allows us to recommit to this covenant. The takbir of the day of Eid. We mentioned that the spirit with which we recite this takbir in our beautiful Cape Town Lago, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. The whole lesson of Ramadan can be summarized by these two words in Arabic, Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than anything and everything. Greater than my hunger, for I became hungry for the sake of Allah. Greater than my thirst, for I was thirsty for the sake of Allah. Greater than my fatigue, for I stood at night for the sake of Allah. Greater than my desire, because I placed my desire on hold for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of which is completely permissible. Ramadan has reminded you and I that we are well capable of avoiding even the permissible things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our souls and our hearts know with yaqeen now today that wallahi, we are capable of staying away from the prohibited things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. We learned that Allah is greater than my own time. Allah is greater than my own nafs. Allah is greater than my own ambitions. Allah is greater than my wealth. Allahu Akbar min mali. Allahu Akbar min waqti. Allahu Akbar min ahli. Allahu Akbar min kulli shay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord. Nashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ. And so that you may perfect the period. A dedicated number of days allocated for us to renew our pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we did so, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ, in a beautiful way. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. And we magnify the name of Allah. In the Quran, Allah tells us, why is it that we make takbir on this day? لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ, to magnify the name of Allah. عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, because He guided you. Allah guided you and I away from the evils of this world. We can all see the world without Islam is a crazy place. It's a world where a man doesn't know if he's a man, and a woman doesn't know if she's a woman or if he's a woman. It's a confused world. But Muslims are not confused. Muslims know there's haqq and there's batil. And you're either here or you are there. There's only one sirat al-mustaqim. And it is that same sirat al-mustaqim that we say over and over and over again. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide us to that straight path. We're not interested in these other ways of life, in these other worldly pursuits. All we want, dear Rabb, is your pleasure and your Jannah and salvation from your fire. The takbir of the day of Eid is directly related وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, to the guidance that Allah had given us, and وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, and so that you may show gratitude. When you felt that feeling last night with the announcement of the moon being sighted, and you didn't quite know what this feeling was, when you woke up this morning and you made your way to the musalla and you didn't quite know what this feeling was. How do you put words to this feeling? How do you put expression to this emotion? This emotion that goes far beyond emotion in a physiological sense, but goes to the deeper roots of a spiritual feeling. That feeling, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is the feeling of gratitude. And on this day, it is uniquely expressed by proclaiming from our hearts, from our souls, from the depths of our beings, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Walitukabbirullaha ala ma hadakum, walallakum tashkurun. Why are we grateful? Why are we grateful? We are grateful because Allah had given us a second chance. Allah had given us a new page, a fresh start. He said, you made mistakes, O my slave. You've sinned against me, O my slave. You've wronged yourself and you've disobeyed my commands, O my slave. Here's Ramadan. Come back to me, O my slave. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ Say to my beloved servants, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those who had wronged themselves, those who had committed excesses, what should you say to them? Those who had committed excesses, those who did wrong, what should you say to them? Should you tell them that they'll be burning in Jahannam? Should you tell them that they need to be scared of me? Should you tell them that they need to be completely depressed and hopeless? No, say to them, my dear slaves, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Allah forgives all sins. Innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. Because He, Allah, He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, there's something amazing that happens on this day that I wish to share with you. In case you may have never heard of it, or in case you may have forgotten about it. And this really defines the morning of Eid. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the night of Eid is called Laylatul Ja'iza, the night of the prize giving. And then the Sahaba wanted to know, Ahiya Laylatul Qadr? Do you mean it's Laylatul Qadr? And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no, that's not Laylatul Qadr. But isn't it only befitting that when my servant completes the task, that they get their prize? So in relation to this, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْفِطْرِ, when it is the day of Fitr, today, subhanallah, هَبَطَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ, the angels come down to the earth. فَيَقُومُونَ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِ السَّكَكِ, they stand on the roads, they stand on the corners, they stand at the masajid. Yunaduna bisawtin, and they call with a voice. Yasma'uhu jami'ul khala'iq, all of creation hears this voice. Illa thaqalain, except for the two heavy beings, al-ins wal-jinn, humankind and jinnkind. Why are we the two heavy beings? It's not because of the salt flakes and rasa'in shibruat. It's because of the weighty task that we have on our shoulders. The task of Alastu bi Rabbikum qalu bala. The covenant that we've taken from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will worship you alone and we will live our lives in accordance to what you want from us, O Allah. That's why we are the weighty beings. We have choice. We have free will. That is a weighty responsibility. So all of creation hears the voices of the angels on this morning. So when you hear the birds chirping and the dogs barking and the cats meowing and the animals in flight or wherever they may be, they are but responding to the angels on this morning. And what are they saying? Ukhruju ila Rabbin Kareem. O servants of Allah, come out to your noble Lord, to your generous Lord. Kareem. What does Kareem mean? Karam Generosity, when described as karam, it is that generosity that one gives even to those who don't deserve. It's generosity above and beyond. Rabbin Kareem. Why should you come out to your noble Lord? يُعْتِ الْجَزِيلَ وَيَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبَ الْعَظِيمُ. Because He, Allah, has a special prize for you today. And He's here to give you forgiveness on this day, because He forgives even the great sins. فَإِذَا بَرَزُوا إِلَىٰ مُصَلَّاهُمْ. So then when they come out by their numbers to the places of prayer, there were no other cars on the road this morning except the Muslims coming to their places of prayer and the taxis. And that sign that you see of there's another Muslim brother, there's another Muslim brother, this is of the sha'air of Islam, the symbols of Islam. One of the reasons we take different roads. فَإِذَا بَرَزُوا إِلَىٰ مُصَلَّاهُمْ. So when they go forth to their places of prayer, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ لِمَلَائِكَتِهِ. Then a conversation takes place between Allah and the angels. What is the conversation? مَا جَزَاءُ الْأَجِيرِ إِذَا عَمِلَ عَمَلَهُ. O my angels, what should be the prize? What should be the prize of those who did what they were meant to do? فَيَقُولُونَ. The angels respond, إِلَهَنَا وَسَيِّدَنَا. Our God, our Master. تَوَفِّيهِ أَجْرَهُ. The prize is that you give His prize in full. فَيَقُولُ. Then Allah responds to the angels, أُشْهِدُكُمْ. O angels, O my malaika, أُشْهِدُكُمْ. I take you, I, Allah, take you, my angels, أَنِّي قَدَ جَعَلْتُ ثَوَابَهُمْ مِنْ سِيَامِهِمْ وَقِيَامِهِمْ. I have personally given their reward for fasting and for standing, وَرِضَايَ وَمَغْفِرَتِي. And I, Allah, I give them affirmation that I am pleased with them and I have forgiven them. Insarifu maghfuran lakum. And then the angels carry that message to us. And they say, depart from your places of prayer, for you have been forgiven. And this is what we celebrate on the day of Eid al-Fitr. This day, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is a day to be with family, with loved ones, and with our fellow believers. And for that reason, we cannot help, especially for those who had lost a dear one, a loved one, a beloved father, who once took us to these prayer places, a beloved mother, who once prepared our Eid breakfast for us. Perhaps a beloved wife who once shared in every heartache and every joy that came our way. Or a beloved husband who was there for us, provided for us, protected us and his family. And for some, perhaps a beloved child who in our hearts and minds, we were not ready to see them leave. Understand on this day that the pain that you feel is a reminder to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are in a special position to pray for them. To pray for them, for your prayers will indeed have a significant impact on their status in the Akhirah. May Allah grant all our beloved deceased Jannatul Firdaus and shower their graves with His nur. The joy of community on this day and the way we celebrate it when we meet one another and greet one another with taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum is an opportunity for us, each and every one of us, to realize that no matter what had transpired between ourselves, among one another, nothing is worth holding a grudge for. For we will pay for that grudge when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Muslim on this day, after receiving this tremendous reward and gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will immediately realize that, oh Allah, oh my Rabb, all the things that I did against your deen to harm me and my own soul, and you forgave me, this wretched soul, you forgave me? How could I possibly refuse to forgive those who I feel harmed or hurt me? It is a day where we realize that we are part of an ummah. For that same Muslim that you've seen time and time again, you perhaps didn't even realize he was a Muslim. Today, amazingly, you feel as though you cannot help but greet that Muslim and say, Eid Mubarak, Eid Sa'id, Kullu Aam wa Antum Bi Khair. Because we are all in this together. In what? What are we in? We spoke about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam for this Ramadan. And for those of us who are following in the series, I hope and I pray that it is a means for us to draw closer with him and more intensely in love with him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we are in together is that we are all the followers of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we all desire to meet our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And wallahi, we will meet him. We will meet him, inshaAllah. And as easy as it is for us to recognize him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his lofty status in the day of Qiyamah, I give you the good news today and reminder that he too will be able to recognize us. The Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, how will you be able to recognize them? Did you know that they asked him this question? Because the Prophet ﷺ said one day, he said, I miss my beloveds. I asked, Ya Rasulullah, are you right here? He said, no, you are my companions. You are my ashab. My beloveds are those who believe in me and follow me despite having never met me. And then they ask, so how will you recognize them, Ya Rasulullah? You don't know them. He says, بِغُرِّ الْمُحَجَّلَ. I will recognize them because their faces and their limbs will be shining with nur on the day of Qiyamah, as a result of the wudu that they performed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on that note, it would be an absolute injustice to not remind myself and all of us that after proclaiming to be a believer in Allah and a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِيَّاكَ وَتَرْكِ الصَّلَاةِ, I warn myself and all of you that be careful, for your first step in that covenant is to guard your salah. For your salah is your key to Jannah. And the only reason why the Prophet ﷺ will be able to recognize us by our shining limbs is because the key to salah is wudu, is tahara. These, my dear brothers and sisters, are the hallmarks of this ummah. I pray that this Ramadan was a means for us to realize that if there's anything that we should ensure never to neglect, it is that covenant that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 5 times a day only. That's all Allah asks of us. We were able to put our food and drink aside for Allah's sake. 5 times a day Allah says, just give me this few minutes of your time. That's all I request from you. That's all I need you to do. And need is perhaps the wrong word, for it is not Allah who needs our salah. It is the very existence of our soul and heart that is dependent on that spiritual nourishment of the salah. Oh Allah, today as an ummah, as a collective, as a community here in this masjid, we collectively pledge to you, we will never neglect a salah again. Oh Allah, we ask that you help us in this. That every prayer we pray on time and as close to the beginning of its time as possible. And that, oh Allah, we will always, as you have taught us to put you first before our own desires, we will always put you first in our lives. May Allah accept. May Allah accept our Ramadan. May Allah accept our fasting, our standing, our recitation of Quran, our tahajjud, our i'tikaf, our ibadah, our dhikrullah. May Allah accept all of your du'as and all of our du'as and the du'as of the ummah. May Allah grant us peace, love, contentment, compassion, mercy, good akhlaq, and to be true followers of our beloved messenger, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. We'll commence with the prayer now, inshaAllah ta'ala.
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم
اللهم صل وسلم على وعلى آل سيدنا محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله سلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
اللهم
صل وسلم على
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الصلاة جامعة، الصلاة جامعة، الصلاة جامعة، سنة من عيد الفطر، الصلاة رحمكم الله.
فاعتبروا يا أولي الأبصار، هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون. سنة عيد الفطر سبعة. الله أكبر. الله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر 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 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله صمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله هو الله أكبر الله أكبر
لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد
الله أكبر 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 كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا سبحان موجد الأشياء وفاطر الأرض والسماء سبحان الفعال لما يشاء سبحان سامع الأصوات وباعث الأموات ومصرف الأوقات وميسر الأقوات سبحان العالم بما مضى وما هو آت. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له مالك الدنيا والآخرة واحد أحد فرد صمد لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبده ورسوله وحبيبه وخليله اختاره واصطفاه وأعطاه خلقًا عظيمًا وسماه رؤوفًا رحيمًا وهدى إليه صراطًا مستقيمًا وأنزل عليه القرآن كتابًا قيمًا وذكرًا حكيمًا وأرسله إلى الناس كافةً بشيرًا ونذيرًا دائياً إلى الله بإذنه وسراجاً منيراً. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم على عبدك ورسولك محمدٍ أفضل الخلق على الإطلاق وعلى آله وأصحابه نجوم الآفاق. أما بعد، فيا أيها الناس، أيها الأحبة في الله، اتقوا الله، فإن تقوى الله وقايةٌ للعبد وغايةٌ للهدى والرشد. واعلموا أن يومكم هذا يوم أعظم الله قدره وأفاض عليكم فيه من النعم ما يوجب شكره، جعله عيداً لما أديتم قبله من فريضة الصيام، وأباح لكم ما منعتم في صيامكم من نحو الشراب والطعام، فاحمدوا الله على إتمام الصيام، واسألوه القبول والتوفيق للتمسك بالدين والشرائع الإسلام. عباد الله، كلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا ولا تكونوا من المسرفين، وتجملوا في العيد بما أحله الله لكم ولا تكونوا من المعتدين، وزينوا قلوبكم وأعمالكم بالمراقبة والتقوى، فإنها محل نظر رب العالمين. يا أرباب الغفلة، كم من كثير الأثواب قليل الثواب، كاسي البدن عاري القلب، ملآن الجيب خالي الصحيفة، مذكور في الأرض مهجور في السماء، يحشر يوم القيامة مع الأذلين. اللهم احفظنا من ذلك. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. وقد نهاكم الله تعالى في كتابه القرآن عن الشرك به تعالى واتخاذ الأوثان وقتل النفس التي حرم الله والتعدي على الأنام والزنا والربا وأكل أموال الأيتام وأن تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل وتدلوا بها إلى الحكام، ونهى عن الخمر وهي أم الآثام، وما أسكر كثيره فقليله حرام، ونهى عن عقوق الوالدين وقطيعة الأرحام ونقض العهود وشهادة الزور والجور في الأحكام، ونهى عن الغيبة والنميمة والكذب وكل أخلاق الذميمة من الكبرياء والسخرياء وسوء الظن بالأبرياء وإبطال الصدقات بالمن والأذى. أعاد الله علينا وعليكم من بركة هذا العيد، وحشرنا في زمرة أهل الفضل والمزيد. قال الله عز وجل: ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. اللهم إن عبادك قد قصدوا إليك وابتكروا واجتمعوا تعرضاً لرحمتك وانتظروا، اللهم فحقق أملهم واغفر لهم واجمع شملهم وأصلح ذات بينهم. اللهم نوِّر على موتى المسلمين قبورهم ووفِّق الأحياء وأصلح أمورهم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الناس، إن وعد الله حق، فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن، ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من البيان. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله، أستغفر الله، أستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولجميع المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
اللهم صل وسلم وزدوتي وعنم وتفضل وبارك بجلالك وكمالك على زين عبادك وعشرف العبادك سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم وسلم ورضي الله تبارك وتعالى عن كل الصحابة.
الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله نحمده ونستهديه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إله الأولين والآخرين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبده ورسوله خاتم الأنبياء خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله بامتثال أمره واجتناب نهيه وزجره واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون ومن جاء من طريق فليرجع من الآخر فإن ذلك مسنون واعلموا أن الله تعالى أمركم في محكم التنزيل بالصلاة والسلام على رسوله فقال إرشادا لكم وتعليما وإعلاء لقدر نبيه وتعظيما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد أكرم الخلق عليك وأفضل من دعا بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة إليك وعلى آله الطاهرين وخلفائه الراشدين أولي كل فضل جلي أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وارض اللهم عن عمي نبيك حمزة والعباس وعن سيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين وعن أمهما فاطمة الزهراء وعن زوجات نبيك الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وعن الصحابة أجمعين والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين وانصر عبادك الموحدين اللهم انصر المسلمين والمجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في كل مكان اللهم حرر مسجد الأقصى اللهم حرر مسجد الأقصى اللهم حرر مسجد الأقصى يا رب العالمين ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وارحمهم كما ربونا صغارا اللهم تقبل رمضاننا اللهم تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا ودعاءنا وذكرنا واستغفارنا وتلاوتنا وتدبرنا وتراويحنا واعتكافنا وعيدنا اللهم تقبل منا القليل وسامحنا بالكثير ولا تؤاخذنا بالتقصير اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد وقرة عين لا تنقطع ومرافقة نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى جنان الخلد اللهم أجرنا من النار 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 وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي صدور يا أرحم الراحمين يا مقلب القلوب
ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب، صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا أو الآخرة هي لك رضا إلا قضيته ويسرتها. ويسر أمورنا ونور قلوبنا، إنك سميع الدعاء يا مجيب الدعوات. اللهم استجب دعاءنا، اللهم استجب دعاءنا، اللهم استجب دعاءنا، واغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا، وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم اشفي مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين جميعا. اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس، اشفي أنت شافي، لا شافي إلا أنت، ولا شفاء إلا شفاءك، شفاء لا يغادر سقما ولا ألما. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفينا ويشفي جميع مرضى المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لأموات المسلمين كافة عامة، اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة، اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وأدخلهم في الجنة، اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وروحهم في الجنة، وتجاوز عن سيئاتهم، واحشرهم يا الله مع النبيين والصديقين وشهداء وصالحين. اللهم إن كانوا محسنين فزد في إحسانهم، وإن كانوا مسيئين فتجاوز عنهم سيئاتهم، ولقهم الأمن برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا، اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا، اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. جماعة المسلمين، may Allah accept. May we have a blessed, joyous day with our families. From all of us here, I'd like to reiterate what I started off with and say, Wallahi, I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please convey our warmest well wishes and du'as to your family and your loved ones. Eid Sa'eed, Eid Mubarak, Kullu Aam wa Antum Bi Khair. I would ask that for one last time, that the Jama'ah join me in a salawat upon our beloved messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Rahim al-Mu'minin, sallallahu Rabbuna ala nur al-Mubin, Ahmadu Mustafa, Shahida المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يا الله يا الله يا رحيم المؤمنين صلى الله ربنا على نور المبين. أحمد مصطفى شهيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين يا الله يا الله يا رحيم المؤمنين صلى الله ربنا على نور المبين أحمد مصطفى شاهد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.